Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
We had preseason football last night, and we took some very real lessons out of it and plenty more of it this weekend. It is Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus on your smart speaker on Sirius XM Channel 80. There's not a place you can't get ESPN Radio. As we said, presented by Progressive Insurance. Hembo is here. Bubba is here from the hashtag crew. You'll get your opportunity later in the hour as well at 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Giants, Patriots last night, Ravens, Titans last night. In 30 seconds, we get to it all. Time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It's going to help you troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free so you can drive with peace of mind. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Daniel Jones last night for the Giants was running for his life early, and that's not all that surprising. He didn't play terribly, but let's be clear. This is not happening for Daniel Jones this year. He's not the guy. As much as we have all talked about whether or not the Giants actually have their answer, this is a mantra of mine that if you are still searching for an answer on a quarterback after 3 years, you already have your answer. You're just not wanting to admit it. And this is not on him. This is on the guys who were playing in front of him last night. You had a Patriots defense that was not playing a lot of starters, or really any. And you had a Giant offensive line that is going to be improved theoretically this season, but it certainly didn't look like it last night. This has nothing to do with ability. It has nothing to do with anything other than Daniel Jones' proclivity to get hurt. There's a site that I took this from. I don't know how accurate it is, but I'll trust it. It was a number I saw earlier today, an analytical-driven site that predicts that Daniel Jones, based on all the different factors of his history, of the line, of everything right now, has a 61% chance at some point this season of getting injured. 61%. A lot of that is going to be because of his injury history. Ankle, hamstring, concussion, neck. It's all been part of the equation. And when you cannot stay on the field, you cannot be trusted. It is why the Giants did not pick up his fifth-year option and wanted to wait until after this season. It is very much a prove-it year. I don't even know that Daniel Jones will get the massive, massive contract if he actually came out and had a huge season. He might just get the three-year big number contract to give them a little bit of security and to give him a little bit of security. But in no way does this team right now resemble a team that I think will compete. But apparently, Brandon Jacobs, the former Giant, two-time Super Bowl champion, does not agree, as we heard this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
It's not the NFC West, which that's a dog-eat-dog conference over there. That division over there last year was very special. I don't see that in the NFC East. I don't see, you know, like you said, I don't see one team that's going to that's going to for sure destroy you when you get off the plane. You know, I don't see that team there. So I think there's a lot of room, and I think there's a lot of opportunity for the New York Giants to step in and be able to take the division and win it. You know, there's no real monster. And I think it can be done.
It can be done if an awful lot of things go your way. If the Cowboys really disappoint. If Jalen Hurts is not the answer for the Philadelphia Eagles, and even then, if the Giants are talking about winning and taking the division, they're going to win it at something like 8-9. They're not going to be winning it at 12-5. And how I know that is based on the talent that is on the roster currently, improving, yes, but some of it, let's be fair, needs to be purged. And from a schedule standpoint, I look at the Giants opening up on the road in Tennessee. Carolina at home. You'd think, all right, maybe they can get off to a good start. The Cowboys at home. The Bears at home. If the Giants don't get off to a start in the first half of the season that is like 6-2, they are dead in the water. They are absolutely dead in the water, and I think that is asking an awful lot right now. As for the Patriots, the play calling is going to be a topic for the entirety of the season. Last night, Joe Judge and Matt Patricia split the duty. So who's going to be doing it during the season? Of course, that question was posed to Bill Belichick after the game.
Do you know if one will call plays when the regular season arrives?
Yeah, well, don't worry about that. We'll work it out.
So have you decided?
We're going through a process, just like everything else on this team.
Sit down, Junior, before you hurt yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't worry about that, you fool.
You minion, away with you. Listen, as much as he doesn't answer questions, sometimes the way he doesn't answer the question is just absolutely better than any generic answer I could have gotten out of him. I absolutely love it. But from a Patriot standpoint, if you're going to get wrapped up in this, I think it's way too early to worry about it. I would worry about it when we get into week 3 and week 4, and if there's not an improvement there. A very positive sign is Tyquan Thornton, because he's got a chance to be pretty good. He's had a very, very good camp so far, and you saw him catch a touchdown pass last night. Maybe the Patriots finally got it right in the draft at receiver. But otherwise, as much as I believe that the era is over for Patriots football, for the great run of the Patriots being a perennial playoff team, I'm not going to worry too much about this until they get early into the season, 3, 4, 5 games in, and let's see how it looks then.
I think just to push back for a moment, by no means do I think it is unreasonable to worry a little bit about this based upon the fact that for 253 games, Bill Belichick had Josh McDaniels as his offensive coordinator. And for most of those, his quarterback was Tom Brady. So I agree entirely with you that their sort of run here of high-level winning is very likely over. And it would not surprise me at all if a month into the season, based upon the fact that they are notorious slow starters, this was an even louder conversation if Mac Jones does not pick up from where he left off at the end of his rookie year.
It's Chris Garland in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. We all know the game isn't over till it's over. So next time you need parts for your car, don't call it quits. Go to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Second and goal at the 7. Willis rolling to his right, comes back to his left, turns the corner. Here's the speed. To the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Titans, Malik Willis.
He is electric to watch. That's very clear. And if you saw any of Malik Willis's highlights from when he was at Liberty, that was clear from the day he took over the job. That was the Titans radio network. He had a 70-yard touchdown run on that broken play. And you can see right away where his speed and athleticism is going to be a difference maker at that position. However, let's not put the cart before the horse. Let's not expect Malik Willis to be the guy right out of the gate. I know there were good things to see last night. I take it all with a grain of salt when it comes to the preseason, and I don't get too worked up until you really start to see it in the regular season. And I'll be excited about Malik Willis when it's not just about running. When it's about developing as a quarterback, he's got a cannon for an arm. He's got all the physical tools you need. Then it's just the learning curve after that.
He's going to obviously have to master the playbook before he sees meaningful games. But if he can meet a certain, say, threshold of being able to pass adequately in the NFL, I'm just so intrigued by the idea of him sharing the same field with Derrick Henry. I would even be interested in seeing them have a small package of plays for him this year just to sort of get his feet wet. It didn't really work for Trey Lance last year in San Francisco, but I think based upon how good a runner he is, and we saw that last night, he and Henry on the same field together could be a sight to behold.
Yeah, I agree. I just think as with any quarterback, the development's going to take time, and there are so few that walk in the door and are great immediately. There are so few, and I think it's unrealistic to expect that from Malik Willis. On the flip side, good for Lamar Jackson. He's letting this play out, and he's going to try to get every single penny that he can. And I was very early in the camp of, well, he's some mobile quarterback. He's got to go out there and get his money now because he's going to take too many hits and he's going to get hurt and he's not going to get his cash. Lamar Jackson knows himself better than anybody. I trust him to make the right decisions here. And I think you're going to see at the end of this year, it's going to pay off in a big way. I'll compare it to this, even though we know that the chance of injury is more possible. I think Lamar Jackson is going to have an Aaron Judge type season.
Mm.
Didn't get the contract or didn't agree to the contract.
I like that.
And then go out and absolutely rip it up. I could see that for Lamar Jackson. And I got to tell you, the last I looked, once again, just you and me here. You want to make a little money? You a little interested? Last time I looked, Lamar Jackson was plus 2,000. That's 20 to 1 for the MVP. 20 to 1. It's value, people. It's value. Jump on board. Ride with the big fella on this one, because that's not a bad play at 20 to 1. You think Lamar Jackson's not going to have something to prove this season?
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
It's also, in some sense, a narrative award. And if he does put that team on his back and have even a comparable season to what he did in 2019, I could easily see the narrative taking off and him winning the award.
I mean, Bubba, wouldn't you have been surprised that he's 20 to 1 when he's already won an MVP in the league?
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be. It almost seems like it's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like something's off. So, yeah, let's get some value cooking.
I think we need to jump on board of that. This is all I'm saying. Maybe we play it as a little family here, as a little team. I like it. I like it a lot. But the point is, Lamar Jackson is going to be just fine if he doesn't sign the contract before the start of the season. We had Jeremy Fowler, our ESPN NFL insider, on last hour. It did not sound like that is happening anytime soon. You know what? Like Bill Belichick would say, don't worry about that. We do need to cut that, Bubba, so we just have the...
Do you know if one will call plays when the regular season arrives?
We need this.
Yeah, well, don't worry about that. We'll work.
Just, yeah. We just need to take the... Don't worry about that. Yeah. Because we all know what we're doing. All that was missing was him patting the reporter on the head.
By the way, I'm looking live on the Caesar Sportsbook odds page. Lamar's still at 20 to 1. The closest player to him is Kyler Murray at 22 to 1. They still have him sitting there at 20 to 1.
Where do they have, who are the leaders for MVP this year?
Right now, the favorites are Josh Allen at 7 to 1, Mahomes at 8 to 1, and Tom Brady at 9 to 1.
And then beyond that, how many others are in front of Lamar Jackson? Like any?
Yes. Rodgers, Herbert, Burrow, Wilson, Dak, Stafford. I mean, this is a...
Dak Prescott is in front of...
Smart.
People, go get your money and throw... Listen, I don't want to tell you what to do with your money. I'm not counting it. I'm not doing any of that. If you don't take every... We get paid every week here weekly. I want to take the paycheck and put it on that.
Right now, this is how much they disrespect Lamar Jackson. You can get Lamar Jackson at 20 to 1, or you can get Deshaun Watson at 30 to 1.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a comparable... that's absurd to me.
That is absolutely absurd. Wow. Here's what you do. Take the paycheck, put it on Lamar Jackson.
Don't worry about that.
Exactly. Carlin in for Greedy on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Up next, somebody else is out to hose you. And we're going to tell you who and what to do about it. That's next. Carlin on ESPN Radio.
Greedy, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Previously on Greeny.
Look at the schedule in its entirety. Look at what the Patriots are in terms of their roster. look at what the rest of the AFC has done, can you make the case that the Patriots are a top seven team in the AFC? Let me just stop you. No, you can't. Truth, they're not making the playoffs. Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. That was Weekly Rewind brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call Dell Technologies Advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. So look, we're looking out for you. We have your back. We want to let you know when something unjust is happening and what you can do about it. Well, this, in this case, is up to you. But Bubba, almost like a neighborhood watch guy, is out looking for you constantly to make sure that you are taken care of. And he came across this article today regarding Chipotle. Love Chipotle. Can't get enough. Great food. Give me a burrito, I'm a happy man. Absolutely. But here is a very interesting thing that you need to keep in mind. This is according to, Mashed.com. The rise of digital ordering meant that workers no longer experienced the social awkwardness of not giving extra food to eyebrow-raising customers standing right in front of them. Quote, the crew will just see the way that a customer is looking at them and think, oh, I better put another scoop in. That's from Jack Hartung, Chipotle's CEO. He described it. Now employees are described to now serve more consistently. So here's the deal. You order online, you're getting hosed. You're getting less. And Bubba, I want to pat you on the back for being the guy that once again is reaching out to save America and cause us all a little bit less consternation in our daily lives. Because I imagine that the person that they are speaking about standing in that line, looking directly at them, is talking to you right now on the microphone. I have absolutely been that guy. I would understand where I would be an intimidating presence on a line at a store like Chipotle. And
oh, yeah. They're not shorting you any beans or meat.
No. And you know that I'm going to look at you and I'm going to say, keep it coming. I'm going to need a little bit more bacon on that. Now, I'm sorry. Did you even put cheese on there? Because I don't see it.
But when that online order comes in, it's just, you're just person A or person C or person X.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. When that burrito all of a sudden looks like a chicken taco from Taco Bell, you think I'm not going to notice that? You think I'm not going to make a scene about that? Of course, I'm a very patient individual. That cannot be tolerated. Mm. Cannot be tolerated. So Chipotle, I love you. Jack Hartung, eyes forward, buddy. I'm watching what's going on.
Is this, Bubba, just a Chipotle issue, or are we concerned that this is becoming a larger problem?
Yeah, I think this is any
place. Probably across the board.
Yeah, I think it's across the board, yeah.
So let's just send it all to the entire fast food industry.
Yeah, to any fast food place. When you're ordering online, I think people got to be careful that you're not getting the full amount of food that you used to get when you would wait in line and they would clearly give you full portions knowing you're standing right in front of them. No matter where you went, now you're probably getting less. So be prepared.
Yeah, and I'm not knocking Chipotle at all. I completely understand it because they're a business. They're trying to make money. And people like me are menaces. But let's at least find a happy medium.
I think there's another fork in the road here. Quantity is one thing. Accuracy is another. Like, that's my biggest fear in calling or in ordering online because I'm not there to supervise the activity. If I'm going to pay my hard-earned money for someone else to make me food, I want to know exactly that, you know, whatever I want, whatever I ordered is what's in my burrito. That's a big deal.
There is absolutely nothing more disheartening than picking up a takeout order, getting home, and you didn't check it in the restaurant, and you got the wrong order.
Oh,
it is the worst. I mean, it has ruined my weekend at times.
Okay, so 7 p.m. on a Friday, hangry Chris Carlin has picked up the wrong order and brought it all the way back to his estate.
Yeah.
What do you then do?
If I see it's now the wrong order, I will bring it back. I'm not going to be a jerk.
You will not.
I will absolutely not be a jerk. It really takes a lot to push me over the edge, even though you would expect that person to be a little bit dangerous. But I would say that, yes, I'm going to take it back, and I'm going to say very nicely, I'm sorry, we had the wrong order. And generally speaking, they're very good about it. And I also understand that these are different times and they're busy. Bubba, have you experienced this phenomenon, and what is your tact?
Oh, I've definitely experienced it, and it just ruins your night. I mean, I think of a few times where it's been like pizza, and yeah, same thing. And that, it's the easiest thing to check, and you don't check. You bring it back, and then you end up just getting something that you don't like, and you're like, oh, man, can I really eat this? Should I bring it? I'm like, I guess I kind of like some of the ingredients on there. I'll pick through it. Yeah, I'm just gonna eat it. Cause honestly, I've never brought anything back. I have not done that.
Yeah.
So I just kind of pick through it. And then, like we're saying, the night is ruined cause I don't get what I wanted. And then I'm barely even eating anything cause I'm only eating like half of what's on there cause I'm picking through it. And the night is completely ruined and the rest of the weekend's ruined cause I just hate life.
Yeah.
Because I like Bubba, it sounds like, I'm a premeditated eater. Like, I look forward to meals that I'm going to have. And, like, you might wind up deciding, like, okay, we're going to go out on Friday. We're going to pick up on Saturday, whatever. And if they don't keep up their end of the bargain, it genuinely can affect my mood and my weekend.
Yeah, I could see that. Plus, there's another issue with you in regards to that.
Excuse me?
You're going out to dinner today at 3 o'clock? You're going out to dinner today at 3 p.m.?
Can I try and explain myself? Or do I have to... I mean, I'm not trying to be defensive, but like...
You could try.
I have a job that requires me to wake up early, 3 o'clock in the morning, to be very specific. And thus, my day starts much earlier than yours. And my dinner then is earlier than yours. And my lunch is earlier than yours. You know, fill in the blanks. Friday, my wife and I often like to go out. Tonight, we have decided to go to Calabria's, a nice pizza place in our area. I made a 3 o'clock reservation.
First of all, you had to make a 3 o'clock reservation?
I don't think I had to. I just elected to. But like we looked, you know, obviously all the times are available around then. But like I don't think it's unfair. My wife, you know, we've done
this
for
years. Are you getting up at 3 a.m. tomorrow?
I'm not.
That's absurd. It's absurd that you are having lunch or having dinner at 3 o'clock, because in fact you could be having lunch at 3 o'clock.
When is the earliest I'm allowed to eat dinner on a Friday then?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock?
Yeah. Take a nap.
I'm not a napper. Bubba, is a 3 o'clock dinner an unreasonable thing for a man of my ilk to do?
I just don't think you can say those two things together. 3 p.m. and dinner don't really make sense. Like you're eating a meal at 3 p.m., but it's definitely not dinner.
What is it called?
Lunch, I think. I mean, you're definitely not having, yeah, you're not having dinner, but I can maybe say 5. I'd say 5.
5 is the cutoff.
And that's it if you're going for the early bird special.
Yeah, like, exactly.
If you're, all right, I'm going to go for happy hour, and there's free apps or something like that, then yeah, okay.
So you're calling me on a violation here. Mm. You're saying so?
I'm saying that
this is a violation.
Oh, absolutely.
You're throwing the flag on me.
There's no question. Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and inventory so you can manage risk and improve margins. Everything you need, all in one place. See why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system. Right now, NetSuite is offering one-of-a-kind flexible financing programs. Head to netsuite.com/greeny. That is netsuite.com/greeny. As we said, so much football from last night that we have tackled already. So much more football for this weekend that we need to get into. Also on the way, we hear from three quarterbacks in three very different situations, and we get a feel for who truly has a chance to win the division above all else in the AFC West. Carlin in for Greeny, coming to you live from the Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Greeny, the podcast.
Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. And now a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. See? That's it. Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or at progressive.com. Hembo is here. Bubba is here on the hashtag crew. We, of course, are on Sirius XM Channel 80 and on your smart speaker as well. Russell Wilson speaking yesterday at Broncos camp. Here he is on how he's feeling.
Now I've played 10 years, going on my 11th year. You know, I got another whole 10 to 12 more years hopefully left to play. I feel amazing. I feel the best I've ever felt. I feel strong. I feel fast. I feel confident. No fear, you know. I feel like a winner.
Feel like a winner. I'll tell you, that is close to what I heard last year from Baker Mayfield or 2 years ago when I heard it for the first time when he said, I woke up feeling dangerous. I feel like a winner. Look, I am really, really interested in Russell Wilson on two fronts. Number one, is this going to be a seamless transition to Denver? I believe that it will. I believe that as long as the Broncos are healthy defensively, they're going to be a very, very good team. And I do not subscribe to those who believe that Russell Wilson is just a very good quarterback. I believe he's a great player. And I do believe Russell Wilson in every way is a winner. And he might be looked at as a bit of a cornball sometimes. Who cares? Dude wins games, makes plays. I've never seen anybody better at getting outside the pocket when they run and not taking big hits. He has been an expert slider since day one. And I honestly believe that the Broncos are going to be in great shape. Now, the other part that I'm fascinated by, playing 10 to 12 more years. Who wants to be Tom Brady? I think it's easy to say that now when you feel great on a particular day. This is not going to be the rule moving forward. It's the anomaly. Does anybody really expect, especially with a position like quarterback, for quarterbacks now to be able to play well into their 40s for a long time? This still feels like Tom Brady is the exception to the rule.
If you had to bet, how much longer does Aaron Rodgers play?
I would say he plays two more years. He will put us through the drama next offseason again, and I think he will play one more year after that.
That gets him to like 40 then.
Yes.
That sounds right?
Yeah.
Drew Brees played into his 40s. I think the way that we protect the quarterback now at least allows quarterbacks to stay longer.
But can we agree that there are some guys who should not be staying longer?
Like?
Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees at the end was nowhere near the Drew Brees that we used to see.
Big Ben?
Absolutely stayed too long.
Same deal.
He had taken too much abuse over the years.
Russell Wilson is the most sacked quarterback in NFL history through a player's first 10 seasons.
But remember one thing. It's also the way you take sacks, too. There's nobody that's been better at taking sacks than Brady. There's nobody, and along those lines, Eli Manning was very good at it, too. But Brady, he does not try to make something out of nothing if it's not there very often. It is duck down, don't take the big hit. Go down, lose the yardage, fight for another day.
So let me ask you then. Russell Wilson's played 10 seasons. He says he wants to play 10 to 12 more seasons. How much longer does Russell Wilson play?
5 to 6.
5 to 6.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think he's going to go 10 to 12.
That guy is obsessed with his body and his regimen and all that stuff. You don't think that medicine, as it continues to advance and players won't be able to do this, you think Brady is the anomaly?
I think there will be other players who will be able to do it. I don't expect Russell Wilson to be that guy. I think he woke up feeling great yesterday.
Okay.
When he said it. And considering what his game is, I think it's going to be tougher for him to do. Then there's Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Let's get to him. Are they going to be the same this year? Here was Mahomes yesterday at training camp.
It'll be good to get in there with the new group of receivers that we have, all the running backs, and kind of show how we do it in the game. Because obviously we're doing it here at practice, but to show how we do it in the game before that first game against Arizona, who's a great opponent, I think will be good for us.
Yeah, it will be good for you. Sky Moore is somebody that I am really very interested to watch throughout the rest of the preseason to see him this weekend. As we were talking about with Jeremy Fowler, our ESPN NFL insider last hour, he got off to a slow start because of a hamstring, but has picked it up seemingly. I don't expect that Juju Smith-Schuster is going to turn into Tyreek Hill. I think he's a very, very good player. He will absolutely benefit from Patrick Mahomes being around. He has not been healthy for a couple of years, and he had a subpar quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger the last couple of years. he'll be better. Sky Moore will be better. The Chiefs are going to miss Tyreek Hill. And then finally, the Steelers quarterback competition. Right now, Mitch Trubisky is going to be the starter.
We're not trying to show everything, especially in the first preseason game, which is why you want to go out there, and it's all about execution. It can be a basic play, but it can work really good if all 11 guys are on the same play. So we're obviously not going to show everything. It might be a little more basic.
I fully expect Mitch Trubisky to be the Pittsburgh starter at the beginning of the year, and that is your kiss of death. That is your KOD.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
That's right. It is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. I don't expect Kenny Pickett to be ready. And you can say that Mason Rudolph looks amazing in training camp. I'm not buying it for a second. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Mason Rudolph is not good at football. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Tune in to an AL East rivalry tomorrow night as the Red Sox host the Yankees. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. America demands it. They have been deprived of it for most of the summer, but it is that time. That time for one man in particular to shine. And that man is Bubba.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
Bubba, the floor is yours.
All right, let's get going. Who you got brought to you by Grainger. And speaking of baseball, as you just mentioned, we got some baseball this weekend. But Juan Soto also returning to Washington, D.C. this weekend. So if you're a fan of the Nationals, are you cheering or are you booing Juan? Who you got?
I'm cheering Juan Soto. I love Juan Soto. If I'm a Nationals fan, I get it. He turned down a ridiculous amount of money. But I also believe that part of that has to do with how it was structured and how the Nationals want you to believe that they made the big push to get him. And when you hear the number that is north of $400 million, we get that. We don't know when he was getting that money, how far down the line, all that stuff. Plus, let's just be clear. Juan Soto's agent is Scott Boras. He was never signing an extension because Scott Boras' clients don't do that. Juan Soto was an amazing player in Washington. I am absolutely cheering for him. Would you go otherwise with this?
Where am I from?
Philadelphia.
I would boo Juan Soto because if you came up with my organization, you won a World Series here, and we offered you the largest contract in the history of the sport, and you elected to say no and want to thus play for someone else, I would not yet be over that. I can appreciate all he has done for me, while at the same time still resenting him for the fact that he did not want to be a Washington National for life.
But he left you a championship.
He left me a championship.
So you're going to be as cliche as possible. You're going to live to the stereotype of your city, which, by the way, in a lot of times is completely inaccurate.
I think it's fair to feel both ways, to appreciate what he's done and also to be resentful for the fact that he did not want me anymore.
Headline, Hembo hates his hometown of Philadelphia. Bubba, next!
It's Red Sox-Yankees this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, right here on ESPN Radio. Aaron Judge has 45 home runs at the moment. What will he finish with? Who you got?
He will finish with 63. He will absolutely break the Roger Maris record. What I will have trouble with hearing, though, is the debate about what's real and what's not. Mm. Guys, Barry Bonds hit 73. He still had to do it. And I know that he took steroids, and I know we're all going to look at that differently. That's fine. The guy still had to do it, and he is the best pure hitter in the history of the game, period. Thank you. Next!
Kevin Durant reportedly wants a trade to the Celtics or 76ers. What do you think of old Kevin here? Who you got?
What I got is I don't really care what Kevin thinks anymore. Dear God, can we just make it end? You know, he went to Joe Tsai. He said, I haven't changed my mind. I'm leaving. I want out. Either that or you fire Sean Marks and Steve Nash. I don't care about Kevin Durant anymore. Just get it over with if they can. And they've had obvious trouble in trading him for what is commensurate value. He should understand that. If I were the Nets, if I had to trade him someplace, I would probably trade him to Boston over Philadelphia. Hmm. Just because the idea of seeing Durant come in with Embiid, that's going to be tough. Plus, listen, if I get Tyrese Maxey, that's great. But if I can get Jaylen Brown, I have to make that happen. Next.
Tom Brady is currently away from the Bucks for personal reasons. Mm. Is this a big deal? Who you got?
Absolutely not. Not in any way. And frankly, it's why it has come up for the very first time today. This to me is nothing. If there's ever a player that could be away for a couple of weeks during training camp and it doesn't matter, it's Tom Brady. No, nothing matters, not at all. Next.
Who you got? Brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
I like the way you spread out so that the folks at Grainger get their money's worth there.
Yeah,
you
no, they absolutely
it's
do.
It's a great segment.
And then, yeah, I mean, the read in the middle. Top
yeah,
notch.
My upcoming meeting with Walter Grainger should be pretty good. he's gonna really enjoy it.
Does he call you Brandon or Bubba?
Usually Bubba, but yeah, we'll have cookies and
it's Brendan too. It's not Brandon.
Oh, did he say Brandon?
I said Brandon.
He said Brandon.
I said Brandon.
Yeah, you said Brandon.
All right,
that's
like Brandon Walsh. Like
all right, who you got? Let's go, Brandon.
So Sunday
I wouldn't phrase it like that.
Steve Martin's 77th birthday. I'm sure, first of all, Hembo doesn't even know who that is, but I'm assuming Chris does. So who you got as your favorite Steve Martin role?
Oh, wow. That's phenomenal. The Jerk, an amazing movie. Roxanne, he was fantastic. Father of the Bride. I mean, what am I forgetting here? I mean, he and Martin.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, my God. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is one of my favorite movies of all time. Here's an idea when you tell a story. Have a point. It makes it so much easier for the listener.
Obviously, just great on SNL in general.
Oh, fantastic.
Let's just get clarification. Do you know who this is, Hembo?
Do you know
who
Steve Martin is?
I know who Steve Martin is, but I have not heard of or seen any of the movies that you just mentioned. And I'm not kidding. I know you think this is all an act. I'm genuinely this ignorant. I don't know any of those movies, nor have I heard of any of those movies.
I can't, Bubba. I'm not asking him about movies from 1951.
I admittedly was very late to The Jerk.
So was I.
But I knew what it was, obviously. I mean, yeah, I'm not insane.
Exactly.
I knew what it was for many, many years.
I have seen.
But I thought it held up quite well and was very funny. So yes, I think I would go with that. The Jerk was very funny.
The Jerk was absolutely fantastic.
It was. And honestly, I saw Planes, Trains, and Auto. There were funny parts, but I don't know.
Oh, Bubba, don't do this. Don't do this, Bubba.
I don't think that held up as much.
Oh, you are out of your mind. That is a quintessential, really the only Thanksgiving movie that there is.
It's a troglodyte. Movie.
You are you're a Philistine.
Philistine.
I mean, what are you doing?
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.